Radio Prague News. A Swiss court has upheld an extradition order for fugitive Czech businessman Tomáš Peterer. A small metal rod, in all likelihood a radium needle, is believed to be the source of heightened radiation at a children's playground in Prague. And the Czech and Polish environment ministers have signed a memorandum on reducing air pollution in the border regions. A Swiss court has upheld an extradition order for fugitive Czech businessman Tomáš Peterer. The decision is final. Peterer has been on the run since June of 2007 when he didn't report to prison for a five-year sentence for tax fraud to the tune of 51 million crowns. Last year, he faced a second separate conviction for securities fraud, receiving a three-year sentence. Swiss police detained Peterer in July of last year in the resort town of St. Moritz. Peterer had contested the extradition order of the Swiss Justice Ministry. Experts searching for the source of increased radiation at a children's playground in Prague's Podolí district have unearthed a small metal rod. The object has been sent to a laboratory for tests. Dana Drábová, head of the country's Nuclear Safety Institute, confirmed earlier on Thursday that radiation levels in the area were over 1,000 times higher than the permitted level. Police closed off the area late on Wednesday after a man wearing a wristwatch with a radiation measuring device raised the alarm. Experts say the source of radiation could be radium-226 isotopes used in the manufacture of certain medical equipment such as radium needles. Czech Environment Minister Tomáš Chalupa and his visiting Polish counterpart Andrzej Krasiewski have signed a memorandum on reducing air pollution in the border regions. According to EU statistics, the air in Silesia's border region is one of the most polluted on the continent, with air pollution limits exceeded nearly three times over. The Czech Republic and Poland are developing a joint system for monitoring pollutants. The system will monitor primarily dust particles, sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, and selected organic substances that pose a risk to human health. President Václav Klaus has signed into law the first phase of the government's health reform. The bill will introduce direct payments for above-standard health care, increase the fee for a day in hospital from the present 60 to 100 crowns, and increase patients' financial participation in other ways. For instance, drugs costing less than 50 crowns will no longer be covered by health insurance. It is estimated that the reform will enable the state to collect approximately 8 billion crowns more next year. The reform has come under fire from the opposition, which argues that it will create a two-tier system of health care and disadvantage the socially weaker groups of the population. A Roma activist has said the minority needs to establish its own party to influence developments in the regions. Czenia Grusicka, chairman of the Romani Holocaust Compensation Committee, said he did not trust existing parties to defend Romani rights properly and argued that the situation would not improve until the Roma had their own representatives in local and national government. He said this would have to be done step by step, with the initial objective being to form a movement. The proposal comes amidst heightened tension between the majority population and the Roma minority in the north of the country, where ethnic Czechs blame the Roma for a rise in crime and petty theft. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather should continue warm and sunny, with afternoon highs reaching 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey. Many thanks for tuning in. Today, radiation specialists are scouring a Prague playground after a well-equipped passerby finds enormous levels of radioactivity. Czech footballers Viktoria Plzeň make their second appearance in the prestigious Champions League against Italian champions AC Milan. And later on in Panorama, the tiny Prague spice shop where time stands still. I hope you'll be staying with us today for all that and more here on Radio Prague. A playground in the central Prague neighborhood of Podolí has been crowded with not children but radiation specialists since Wednesday evening, when the park was found to have up to 5 times the normal levels of background radioactivity. On Thursday, that reading was raised to 1,000 times normal levels at the various source points under the Earth. While it is not necessarily dangerous unless one were to stand over the source for an hour or more, authorities are rushing to identify what could possibly be causing the radioactivity and have praised the man who discovered it, Pavel Bykov, for his proper and timely response. He described for us how he stumbled across it.
Well, I was just walking down the street, minding my own business, as they say. Basically, I went to the playground where we sometimes go with my son and wife, and my watch, which has a built-in Geiger counter, my watch started to beep. And this situation is not normal, because for as long as I had that watch, although I didn't have it that long, but I followed the field of nuclear physics for some time as an amateur, and what I've seen there, I've never seen that in my life. So I thought that it's probably just a device malfunction. So I sent my wife and kid away from the playground and ran home to get my other Geiger counters, which I have more of them, to confirm the finding. And once I confirmed that the levels of radiation were really high, that's when I called an emergency and explained the situation. So chemical unit of firefighters arrived shortly after that, and everybody was in disbelief.
And how strong were the radiation levels?
Well, at about 1 meter from the source, so not at the source, we measured about 500 microsieverts per hour, which is much higher than normal. This is basically a yearly dose that you would get in 1 hour.
And so you tried to pinpoint where the source could be, but you were unable to locate it.
Yes. And then the team from National Nuclear Security arrived, and they were also unable to pinpoint the source, so they got some samples and went away. And this morning, when I was at the playground, they found more radiation sources. So now they think that it's either something under the ground or maybe somebody spilled something. So it's all over the playground, and they still cannot pinpoint where it's coming from.
In your experience as an amateur, what could possibly give out that kind of radiation?
Oh, nothing that is not man-made, definitely. This is something that has to be man-made. And so I really don't know. Because nothing comes to mind that has such high levels of radioactivity. It would either have to be something crazy like spent fuel, or it could be maybe some radium or something really crazy like that.
Well, in the hours since this discovery, there was much suspicion on the internet that someone equipped with a radiation detector, a Geiger counter, and his watch and equipment at home would stumble across such high readings.
Yes, it was like winning a lottery. So, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be lots of talk about that as well.
So it was entirely a coincidence. Were the police also interested why someone so well equipped would be able to come across something?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But, you know, they'll find their own way. Because I follow this field, nuclear physics, as I mentioned. It's a hobby. It's a hobby that I follow for about, like, 8 years. So not really new to that field, but it's really a coincidence that something like that happened.
That was network engineer and amateur nuclear physicist Pavel Bykov. Since that interview was conducted only a short time ago, the company hired to dig up the area found the source of the radiation, apparently a 2-centimeter-long metal rod containing radium that they have taken away for testing. The District of Prague 4 says it will be checking the schools and playgrounds in the area. This is Radio Prague. Czech football title holders Viktoria Plzeň made their second appearance in the prestigious Champions League when they played the Italian champions AC Milan on Wednesday. The Czechs put up a brave fight, but a harsh penalty and an excellent performance by Milan's Zlatan Ibrahimovic gave the hosts a 2-0 win, ending Plzeň's hopes of upsetting the strong favourite. Jan Richter has the details.
Viktoria Plzeň played a fearless game in Milan and resisted for more than 50 minutes before one of the most successful clubs struck twice and secured the win. The Czech champions, however, came close to stunning AC Milan when they opened up the first opportunity of the game. In the third minute, Plzeň's Václav Pilař sent the ball in the box, but Milan's goalkeeper Christian Abbiati saved a great header by Milan Bakosz. Plzeň spent much of the first half on the defensive, but managed to fend off Milan's attacks, most of them by the brilliant Zlatan Ibrahimović. The Swedish player, who returned after a two-week injury layoff, nearly gave his side a lead in the 32nd minute, but Plzeň's goalie Marek Čech showed great save against this short-range shot. Plzeň had the biggest chance to score 6 minutes before half-time, when captain Pavel Horvat received the ball near the penalty spot, but shot wide. After the game, the 36-year-old playmaker said he was sorry about the spoiled opportunity.
I'm upset with myself for not having converted the opportunity, which was really big. I rushed it. I wanted to hit the ball the way I did, but unfortunately it was wide. In general, I think we did not fail horribly in the game and we played decently. But again, I think I will be sorry about my opportunity for a long time to come, but that's life.
Eight minutes into the second half, AC Milan weighed in. Zlatan Ibrahimović flicked the ball up inside the penalty box in an attempt to pass around Plzeň right defenseman Marian Čišovský. The ball hit his hand and the referee called a harsh penalty. Ibrahimović took the ball and gave his side a 1-0 lead. Some 13 minutes later, the Swedish player provided an opportunity for Antonio Cassano, who zipped the ball through the Plzeň goalkeeper's legs, setting the score at 2-0. Plzeň coach Pavel Vrba said Zlatan Ibrahimović was the difference between the sides and the ultimate reason why Plzeň left empty-handed.
For us, it was unfortunate he recovered. If he had not played, it would have been more difficult for AC Milan because he decided the match. He took part in all their attacks. AC's offensive centered around him. He was their best player. If he had been out for another week, the result could have been more favorable for us.
In their next Champions League appearance, Viktoria Plzeň will play a tougher opponent yet when they face arguably the world's best current club, FC Barcelona, in Spain on the 19th of October.
Many thanks to Jan Richter. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. I'm Christian Falvey. And now it's time for our weekly feature, Panorama, which is presented on this occasion by Ian Willoughby.
Hidden away on a narrow street in the old town, between Betlemské náměstí and the river, you'll find a Prague institution. U Salvatora, a tiny kočenarství or spice shop, has been selling seasoning to the city's residents for several decades. Indeed, entering the fragrance store is very much like going back in time.
Our shop has existed for 40 years. Last December, we had our 40th anniversary. This is the second address. We used to be on the other side of the Vltava, on Mostecká Street. In this painting here, you can see our old building. It's called U Salvatora, and that's still the name of the shop to this day.
Behind the counter stands Jana Velebilová, a good-humoured, bespectacled old lady. A chemist by training, Pani Velebilová has been working at U Salvatora for 30 years and has owned the business since the fall of communism.
The shop was set up by a cooperative called Druhema, which produced drugstore goods. The idea was that they would sell their own products there and also sell spices that weren't available elsewhere in Prague. But the focus changed as their other goods were on sale all over the place and the spices could only be got here. In those days, when the shop was really full, we carried about 30 kinds of spices. Today we have around 200.
The large metal till at U Salvatora is the kind of contraption one would normally find in a museum, with a handle and keys similar to those on an old typewriter. By the counter is a framed poster marking the spice shop's 40th anniversary, with copies of entries in its visitors' book. Among those who have written a few words of praise and gratitude to the little store are the songwriter Karel Krill, the actor Rudolf Rushinsky, and the current Czech president, Václav Klaus. Above the entrance is a small arch, where an intricate map of the world has been painted. At various points on the map are the numbers 1 to 12, while the oceans feature tiny model sailing ships carrying spices to Bohemia from around the world. It's the work of artist Pavel Pecina.
Vymyslel to tak trošku jako Michelangelo, že určitě ležel na štaflích a vypadá to velmi hezky.
He conceived it a bit like Michelangelo. He definitely lay on his back on ladders to do it. It's very nice, and I'd say it's one of the most photographed parts of this street. Especially at dusk, when the lights are on, it looks beautiful. Those numbers on the map correspond to the legend on the wall. It explains where particular spices were imported by ship.
The shop is cozy and charming, but it's the staff and the stock that's kept this particular customer coming for years.
The saleswomen here are helpful, nice ladies, and it's simply become a habit for me. This is the best shop of its kind in Prague. I only shop here. 2 years ago I moved away from Prague, but I always stop by when I'm in town.
The spice store has a more or less constant flow of visitors, and Jana Velabilova naturally tells me she can only talk when the shop is empty. During one such lull, she describes the great pleasure it's given her getting to know steady customers over the years and even decades.
Jednak milovníci koření, jednak pochopitelně lidi, kteří rádi vaří, tím pádem.
Some are lovers of spices. Some, of course, just love to cook, so they love spices too. Many are random passers-by who are simply attracted into the shop by the aroma. I've now been behind the counter here for 3 decades, and I'm really pleased to now be educating a new generation. Children who went with their mums to the shop on Mostecká are now adults and they come here with their children. It's really lovely. Every customer brings their story here with them. Some have been coming here many years, maybe 30 or 40 years, so I know them, of course. They tell me how they're doing, or they haven't been in ages, and I say, what have you been up to? They're just ordinary people who like spices and like eating well.
Salvatore is reminiscent of an old-style grocer's, in that all its wares are behind the counter. Indeed, some spices have to be brought out from a store in the back. The shopkeeper acts as go-between and advisor, involved in every sale, in a way largely alien to the supermarket experience. Sometimes there's a language barrier to be overcome, as tourists stop by to pick up the goulash spices their guidebooks tell them are the best in Prague. But unsurprisingly, the biggest sellers are local favorites.
Samozřejmě česká kuchyně, čili majoránka, kmín, takovýhle ty běžný věci.
Czech cuisine, of course, so marjoram, caraway seeds, things that are used a lot, paprika, pepper. Also, what sells well are our mixes, which we've put together really nicely. Whenever we put out a new mix, I'm always really pleased when I hear some customer saying, what you sold me last time was excellent. This time I'd like 2 bags, or 5, or 10.
Mrs. Velabilova herself creates new mixes of various spices, through a painstaking process of trial and error.
Já mám jenom poradní hlas a pochopitelně a testuju. Takže...
I have only an advisory voice and I test them every time a load of people who all have an opinion on the matter become involved. In preparing every mix, there are 20 or 30 attempts, and all of us are duty-bound to try them out and offer an opinion. It's always a question of whether the customer accepts something when I give them some advice, or whether they say, thanks, I'll prepare it myself.
As in other areas of life, tastes change, trends occur, and different goods are sought after, says paní Velebilová.
Jednak je to tím, že lidi cestují, pochopitelně, podívají se do světa.
Of course, it's partly because people travel. They see the world, taste something new. They come back and say, in that country, we tried such and such. Things catch on and these foreign spices spread. People know them, which I'm really pleased by. Like I say, Czechs travel now and they're not afraid to try Italian, Indian or Chinese cuisine, which is beautiful.
After even a short while at U Salvatora, the visitor will notice that the temperature is markedly lower than in a typical Czech shop.
Tady to je kamenný dům.
This is a very old stone building with stone walls that are 2 meters thick. That creates a kind of stone air conditioning. In both summer and winter, it's 17 degrees Celsius here. So the ideal temperature for spices, but it's rather less good for me.
While the temperature in the store is constant all year round, demand for various spices changes according to the season, says Mrs. Velebilová.
Určitě záleží na počasí, pochopitelně, jestli je jaro, tak lidi vyjíždějí.
Of course, it depends on the temperature. In spring, people go outside again. They prepare for grilling. In the summer, we sell the most spices for quick meat, as they call it. But as soon as autumn starts, our customers start buying vanilla, cinnamon, cloves. People start getting ready for Christmas cooking.
That edition of Panorama by Ian Willoughby was first broadcast on November 11th, 2010. Topping off our show for today is the next edition of our Soundcheck series, where the Czech language meets the language of music, and brought to you on this occasion by Jan Willinger.
Welcome to Soundcheck, our Czech language series in which you can learn new phrases and idioms through song lyrics. In today's edition, the phrase to look out for is Lekým jako blázen, featured in a song by the Czech pop group Chinaski. Lekým jako blázen means to fly like a madman or someone who has lost their senses, fast, headlong, and showing no signs of slowing down. In the song, Chinaski's Michal Malatný sings about being something of an astronaut in flight around someone else's orbit, a metaphor for having fallen in love. In the lyrics, he describes the ecstasy of a new attraction. Znovu jako poprvé, mozek se odkrví, just like the first time the blood rushes from my head. Like it means to fly, but it can also mean to run fast. Children are always being reprimanded by their parents in the summer at the pool. Nelíte, they shout, or spomal, for heaven's sake, slow down. Lítáš jako blázen, you're running like a mad person. You can also drive like a nutter, something which is sadly all too common on Czech roads. In Czech you say, jet jako blázen, to drive like a madman. A variation is jet hlava na hlava, to drive headlong, or jet jako vrah, literally to drive like a maniac. Chinaski's song, of course, has no such connotations. Michal Malatný is not driving, but in a rocket ship flying to the stars. Back on Earth, if you have a need for speed when you drive. Say you've just eased onto Germany's Autobahn with your new Porsche and face many kilometers of even highway ahead. You can jet jako na mydlený blesk, which translates literally as to go like grease lightning. Jet na doraz means to go flat out, something you can see in races in both Formula One or the Tour de France. Jet na plný plyn means pretty much the same, to drive full throttle or with the pedal to the metal. And jet na plné pecky means to go at full blast. None of these expressions imply driving foolishly, just driving fast. So, keep your cool, and if you have to run, drive, or fly fast, don't do so like a madman or like a headless chicken.
That was Jan Wellinger with Soundcheck, wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. Don't forget that this program and every other is available at our internet address, radio.cz. If you have any questions or comments, we are always glad to hear them. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz, on Facebook under Radio Prague, or of course by post to Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague. For me, Christian Falvey, thanks for listening.